Muckos are now 8.5 games back. They've lost 8 of the last 10. They host San Francisco again today at 7:05 on the north side. Toronto Blue Jays right-hander Kevin Gausman is scratched from today's scheduled start against the Diamondbacks because of an injury to his left side. The team has listed him as day-to-day. Pinch hitter Joey Gallo broke a tie with a two-run homer in the ninth inning, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Oakland A's 5-4 on Friday night. Bo and Josh Naylor became the first brothers in Major League Baseball history to hit multi-run homers in the same inning for the same team. Both Bo and Josh hit two-run shots in the third inning to put the Cleveland Guardians ahead 4-0 last night. That was the only high spot for the Cleveland Guardians. They went on to lose to the Texas Rangers by a score of 12-4. Elsewhere in the world of sports, former Arizona Coyotes center Alex Galchenyuk threatened to kill police officers in Scottsdale, Arizona, and their families after being stopped and arrested last week. According to police reports published by the Arizona Republic, the 29-year-old player threatened police officers that he would chop you, your wife, and your daughter. And told another, one phone call and your whole family is dead. Police said Galchenyuk also claimed he had, quote, connections in Moscow and would have one of the arresting officers' wife and daughter's kidneys cut out. He seems like a charming young man. He also allegedly used a racial slur. Galchenyuk, who signed a free agent deal with the Coyotes just 2 weeks ago, had his contract terminated yesterday. That's a shame. Northwestern University has fired its baseball coach, Jim Foster, after one season, after an investigation found he engaged in bullying and abusive behavior toward both players and university staff members. Assistant coach Brian Anderson will serve as interim coach. Foster's firing came just 3 days after Northwestern dismissed its former football coach, Pat Fitzgerald, amid a hazing scandal. Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Hazy, hot, and humid is the watchword, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy and hot today with a high near 90. Showers and thunderstorms overnight. Cloudy, low of 68. Sunday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high of 85. Monday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, high 87. Tuesday, showers, partly sunny, and a high near 82. Right now, 86 in Beaver County, 85 in Butler, 83 outside our weather window. In downtown McKeesport, 83 also at WRCT. The Hives are going to take us to news time. You know what your name is. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post news at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. You're tuned to 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer with a look back at the week's top stories. World leaders attended the inaugural meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Council as part of the annual summit of the military alliance. It comes after Kyiv failed to achieve a promise of eventual membership, which Ukraine's president called absurd. FSN's Julia Chapman was in Vilnius, where the summit was held, and filed this report.
After voicing his frustrations on Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky took a more conciliatory approach at his press conference alongside NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. He said that so far the results of this summit had been good, but an invitation for membership of the alliance for Ukraine would have been optimal, and that is something he is not going to be getting this week. But Ukraine has also received security guarantees. A framework has been reached by members of the G7. These would be bilateral agreements between Ukraine and the individual countries, but they do effectively help integrate Ukraine into the NATO infrastructure and architecture when it comes to things like defense procurement, training, and intelligence sharing as well.
Parts of India, including New Delhi, are seeing extensive flooding after incessant rains. FSN's Ishan Garg reports.
From the iconic high walls of the Delhi's Red Fort to the steps of the country's highest court, the water of the river Yamuna has gradually creeped up inside the city. It's causing intense waterlogging in residential areas close to the riverbanks, causing people to wade through waist-deep waters to get place to place. The Delhi government has rescued close to 23,000 people from low-lying areas, and officials say more could be moved soon. Those not able to make to relief shelters are seeking refuge under bridges and elevated roads. Schools and colleges in flood-prone areas have been shut down. Authorities say the water should start receding soon, but it's likely to remain over that danger mark over the next couple of days. Ishan Kirk, New Delhi.
TV and movie actors have joined screenwriters on the picket line as Hollywood's largest strike in decades is underway. The Actors Union is seeking a bigger cut of streaming profits, as well as rules over the use of artificial intelligence. FSN's Benji Heyer has more.
Actors took to the streets on Friday in Los Angeles, initially gathering outside the headquarters of Netflix on the first day of a strike that's expected to essentially shut down U.S. television and film production. The SAG-AFTRA Actors Union will strike alongside screenwriters who walked off the job in May. The union, which represents more than 150,000 actors, is demanding better pay and more clarity over the use of artificial intelligence as the rise of streaming services continues to upend the industry. Benji Haya reporting.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
The Association off of the Birthday LP on Radio 9 at 207. Much more music time. This is where the oldies come to play every Saturday. Boy, radio used to sound. Rochester, New York, the Chuck Alamo Quartet with Chuck Alamo on saxophone. I just looked him up. I wondered whatever happened to him. Well, it turned out by the time he was my age, he'd been dead for a year.
Jay Herman.
Walk.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad flags on. Join me, ho. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, we'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
On the weekend, on the radio, than you and I do. I don't think so. Here's those Swingin' Supremes on Radio 9.
Save the rest for later. You can't take love too fast. Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
Radio 9 plays more music.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel.
Chuck Berry from 1964 on Radio 9. At 2:22 chime time, new music from the Struts coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. In the words of Ferris Bueller, life moves pretty fast. And if you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Playing hooky may not be as much fun as it was when you were a kid, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't take some time to explore the Mon Valley. And if you want to know how to get started, well, Homestead Live Fridays return on July 28th on 8th Avenue. Participating arts venues are fostering community through creativity as they revitalize historic spaces. You can check out the entire schedule of events at the Rivers of Steel website. Another way to explore is to shift your perspective. The annual Sunset Photo Safari at the Cary Blast Furnaces is coming up. That's in Rankin and Swissvale. You can also tour the Cary Furnaces. And if you're ready to go a little bit further, well, make your way down to Greene County to the town of Rice's Landing. Tours are available most Sundays at the W.A. Young & Sons Foundry and Machine Shop. It's all happening at the Rivers of Steel National Heritage Center in Homestead and Rankin. For more information, you can go to riversofsteel.com or you can call them on the phone.
Would now be a good time?
Yes, now would be a great time. 412-464-4020, 464-4020, or riversofsteel.com. What else to tell you about? Well, keen teens, there's lots of good listening coming your way. No matter how you're listening to us here on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network, if you're listening to us on our flagship station, 88.3 WIRCT, don't forget at 5 o'clock, it's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturday nights at 5, it's time for Chop Shop, only on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon, 88.3 WIRCT. If you're listening to us on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, 5 o'clock, it's time for the Kirsten and Amber Show, with all kinds of great tunes from the late 80s and early 90s to ease you into your Saturday night. And if you're listening to us in the car, well, thanks for the ride.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy, hot, and humid, high 90. Showers and thunderstorms likely overnight, low 68. Showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, mostly cloudy, 85. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday, mostly sunny, 86. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 82. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 83. I may have to dig the lawnmower out of the tool shed this weekend, and I'm not looking forward to it because with all the rain we've had, the grass is finally starting to grow again.
Wow, man. Maybe later on we could smoke some of it.
Yeah. If you want to, do you like fescue? 85 right now in Beaver County, 85 right now in Butler, 84 in Washington, 84 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood, and it's 83 at WRCT.
I've never smoked fescue before, but I smoked Labrador.
You've smoked Labrador? What's Labrador?
My dog ate my stash. I had to follow him around for 3 days, man.
New music now from the Struts.
Designer suits, Gucci gloves, Chelsea boots. All my demons are cocaine-fueled and electrical. Sugar tooth, caramel, silky smooth. Diving into class A's old swimming pools. Any friends?
Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, and now for something completely different.
This summer, you can sleep comfortably as simply as this, with a lightweight, compact Westinghouse air conditioner. After attaching the mounting bracket, which takes only minutes, it's a cinch to install. Plugs into any outlet and starts cooling in seconds. I'm Frank Gifford, suggesting you compare air conditioner features before you buy. Compare the way this Westinghouse keeps out bugs, dirt, and drafts. These tough Mylar sides give you a perfect weather seal. Compare to see if other air conditioners are as quiet as this Westinghouse, so you can sleep soundly. Compare compactness, quietness, protection against dirt and drafts. You will buy Westinghouse. You can be sure it's this Westinghouse.
Thank you, Mr. Kathy Lee. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. Rocking and rolling and barely controlling on this super solid gold summer Saturday in the Steel City. Coming up at 3 o'clock, smooth, relaxing, and easy. Until now, we're going to keep ripping the roof off the dump. Here's Tower of Power on Radio 9. It's 2:30.
it's out of sight.
Radio 9 at 2:38, much more music time. And now, news you can't possibly use. This from Toronto, Canada, where the Toronto Zoo is asking visitors to stop showing their cell phone videos to the gorillas. What is wrong with you people? This news comes from a variety of sources, including UPI and NPR. The Toronto Zoo has posted signs outside the gorilla enclosure asking visitors to stop using their phones to show photos and videos to the gorillas, as some content can be inappropriate and affect gorilla relationships and behavior within them. What are you showing to the gorillas that is upsetting them? What is happening? Holly Ross, one of the workers at the zoo, says, quote, "We just want the gorillas to be able to be gorillas. And when guests come to the zoo, we want them to be able to see gorillas in their natural state, doing what they would be doing naturally." What, being stared at by the public? Yeah, that happens all the time in the jungle. Anyways, to connect with them on a natural level, officials say a 14-year-old gorilla named Nasser has been showing a particular interest in videos on visitors' phones. Nasser is fascinated by videos, the zoo says, and watching video would dominate his life as he had his way. Well, he's a typical 14-year-old then. The zoo's director of wildlife conservation told the Toronto Star, "We've had a lot of guests that actually put their phones up to the glass and show them videos. And he's so distracted that he stops interacting with the other gorillas." It gets better. In case you're worried that the gorillas are not allowed to watch TV, the zoo says Nasser and other gorillas are allowed to watch TV, including nature documentaries. Do they share a Netflix account, though? Because Netflix will be very unhappy if each of the gorillas doesn't pay for their own Netflix subscription. They're going to get kicked off there. You know that. They are allowed to watch TV under controlled circumstances. The zoo says, "We just want to make sure that we know the content very much like managing an account for a child. You want to make sure that the parental controls are on So the gorillas' mom and dad have access? Do they have a V-chip for the gorillas? Or would it be a G-chip? And that you're in control of the content that they're seeing. So weirdos, stop showing videos to the gorillas at the Toronto Zoo.
Go, 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 gorilla, go.
Next thing you know, they'll be on Instagram. Where does it stop? Gorillas will have their own subreddit, r/bananas. This is J.P. Richardson. Sending this out to the gorillas at the Toronto Zoo, who are having their television watching privileges restricted enough to drive you bananas.
I'm gonna walk like a mugger. I'm gonna talk like a mugger. Do tricks like a mugger. I get my kicks like a mugger. I'm gonna climb a tree and wheel, I'm gonna swing by my tail. You made a monkey out of me. You made a monkey out of me. I'm gonna eat bananas and a coconut tree. Have people throw peanuts at me. Jump every time you shake my tree. You change a man into a chimpanzee. I'm gonna walk like a monkey. I'm gonna talk like a monkey. Do tricks like a monkey. I get my kicks like a monkey. I'm gonna climb a tree and wheel. I'm gonna swing by my tail. You made a monkey out of me. You made a monkey out of me. Bananas in a coconut tree. Have people throw peanuts at me. Jump every time you shake my tree. You changed a man into a chimpanzee. I'm gonna walk like a monkey. I'm gonna talk like a monkey. Do tricks like a monkey. I get my kicks like a monkey. I'm gonna climb a tree and wheel, I'm gonna swing by my tail. You made a monkey out of me. You made a monkey out of me. I'll get in shape, ape, 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 I'll get in shape.
A reminder from the Toronto Zoo, stop showing your cell phone videos to the monkeys. You can go ahead and show them to the hyenas. They'll get a laugh out of them. More music after this.
I am a turnpike worker.
I am a road hazard.
I am a human life.
Every day I go to work, I know I am risking my life.
I know that in an instant,
my child could be an orphan.
I know that if you hit me at 45 miles per hour,
my bones will break.
At 65, I will die.
I will die.
I will die.
I'm a parent.
I am a coach.
I am a father.
I'm a mother.
Please.
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 Slow down in work zones.
More than 30 PA Turnpike workers have died while performing their duties. Please, slow down in work zones.
Thank you very much. And now, a cautionary tale, a cautionary message, a public service message, if you will, from Stan Freeberg about watching too much TV.
Here we go. Master 16,668. Take 8.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
Hey, Mr. General Public, do you realize that we got a generation here of staring eyes? The women never bother getting housework done. They just sit around gawking at television. The kiddies never run and playing out of door. On top of that, they never reading books no more. You ask them who's the father of our countryman, they say was either Walt Disney or Ed Sullivan.
Oh, television, television, I'm a sick of a looking on television.
I got a weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The burglar comes sneaking in and break the latch, while Grandma, she is looking on the wrestling match. She throws him on the floor, although she's 90 years old. She says, I got him with a step-over toehold. I turn on Elvis Presley and my daughter scream. I fear she have a nervous breakdown cause of him. I wonder why he wiggle-waggle to the beat. As a boy, he must have had a loose bicycle seat.
Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise. Television. The children of the country eat their dinner, you bet. But they eat it sitting in front of the TV set. They got pudding in their ears from the north to the south. From from eating while watching and missing their mouth. Last night a very unusual thing occurred. The baby, he is saying his very first word. I have him on my shoulder for to make him burp. Instead, he open his mouth and say, Wyatt Earp.
Oh, television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
I watch the late, late movie, then I climb the stairs. Get into bed and have television nightmares. Complete with bad commercials that repeat all night. Both incompatible color and black and white. Someday my son grow up and want to go to sea. So he probably go and try to join U.S. Navy. They give him aptitude test, man. Now here's the rub. They find him best suited for watching Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, television, television. I'm a sick from a looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise. From sitting and looking on. Sing it again, man.
Stan Freeberg and television on Radio 9, that is.
More music, wonderful weekend.
Those Jersey boys, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Sports and weather coming up next. Stay tuned. Four Seasons on Radio 9.
W-R-A-Z.
2:55 chime time. New music from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs coming up as we wrap up this week's installment of the Radio 9 Mess. Good Lord willing, we'll see you again next week from noon until 3 here on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Pirates host the San Francisco Giants again today at 7:05 as that series continues. Last night, the Buccos blew a lead after costly errors in the seventh inning allowed the Giants to score three runs. Final score was Giants 6, Pirates 4. The Buccos have lost 8 of their last 10 games. Some scary moments last night in Cincinnati. Starting Reds pitcher Corbin Burns nearly collapsed in the heat and humidity. It was 91 degrees at game time. Burns was able to recover, struck out his next batter, but the Brewers beat the Reds by a score of 1-0. Adam Frazier's second homer of the game, a two-run shot in the eighth inning, helped the Baltimore Orioles hold on for their sixth straight victory last night, 5-2 over Miami. Marqueta Vondrosova, is that, am I pronouncing that right? Who knows? Vondrosova. Marqueta Vondrosova, how about that? Ran to the net and punched a quick return, beating Ons Jabeur of Tunis in a straight sets victory to win her first Grand Slam in the women's finals at Wimbledon. She was presented with the trophy by Kate, the Princess of Wales. The final set was 6-4, 6-4 for Vondrosova. And Russia and Belarus will not be invited to the Summer Olympics in Paris next year, but athletes from the two nations will be allowed to compete with other teams.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Hot and humid is the watchword this weekend. Looking for a high of 90 this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms likely overnight. Low 68. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy, 85. Monday, showers and thunderstorms. Sunny, 86. Tuesday, partly sunny, 82. Wednesday, partly sunny and a high of 83. Could have a pop-up shower either one of those days. 85 right now in Beaver County. 84 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and in Oakland at WRCT. New music from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs to close out this episode.
I'm hungry like a wolf. I bleed like a wolf. I'm lost and I'm lonely.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Till next time, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post news at Jay Thurber Show, or sign up for the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Goodbye! Goodbye! Goodbye!
Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.